Back in the 2026 Classic in the Country, Jake Seidel, and I'm here with Margaretta's Lily Bielak, Cassidy Lane, Elise Schaefer, and Kennedy Saylor. A big 39-36 win over Newark in their game today. I'm going to start with Cassidy today. Cassidy, 18 points, 10 rebounds, a double-double. What's it mean to have a performance like that for your team here in the Classic?
I think it's just like a great opportunity, and obviously I feel honored to be able to participate in this, and the community it we're surrounded with, it's kind of just like an amazing feeling, and I wouldn't be able to do it without like all my friends and family and my teammates who really cheer me on.
Elise, 12 points and 4 boards for you. What about your performance?
I'm very happy with how I did here. I think as a senior, us four, we really had to step up this game. You know, we have the experience, and we're able to lead the team like other younger kids can, so I think that played a big part in it.
Kennedy, only 4 points for you tonight, but in a game like this one, anyone, even if you're not in the scoring column, you've got to play great defense and help move the ball around. What can you tell us about your performance?
Going into tonight, they told me I had to guard one of their better players, and I was nervous, and I knew like I needed my teammates' support, and tonight I just went in, and I gave it my all on defense, and I let my teammates talk about offense. So I think leading up to winning that game, we needed good defense, and that's what we did.
And Lily, kind of that same question, not a whole lot of points for you tonight, but you had to be all over the court against a very good Newark team.
Yeah, we had to prioritize defense. They have a lot of good girls in their team, and overall, defense won us this game, and we played really hard both defensively and offensively.
So I'll leave this one out here for anyone to answer. You come down to the Classic in the Country, you know, it's a long drive down here, and you're taking on a Newark team that's a much bigger school. How much does it mean for you guys to get a win in a game like this? Whoever would like to answer.
It was obviously a really cool win. I mean, I think we wanted this game so badly. I mean, just looking at, you know, the comparison, it's a Division I school versus a Division VI. I mean, we know those are probably the 3 best guards we're going to play all year. They're all, like, have Division I offers, and we have an Ashland commit. So, I mean, just to go, we really play our heart out, and, I mean, we really focused on doing just the little things that, you know, people don't think of to get that win.
Yeah. Underdogs take the W.
Well, I know you guys are no stranger to taking on challenging opponents, and that's one of the reasons this program continues to grow. What's your thought process when you have to go into those games against some of these larger opponents?
Us four have been together since like 7th grade, so like knowing that we have to go into a game and we have to compete is like something that we've known our whole lives. And like, I'm grateful that we get to do it together and compete with our team, and it means a lot for our school and our program.
Well, like going into like our non-league games, we always try and play bigger schools so we can get the opportunity to like get better and grow more as a team, because I feel like when we play teams that are better than us, it makes us better for the tournament.
So speaking of the tournament, somehow we're getting closer to tournament seeding. What's next for the Polar Bears? What are your biggest goals for this season?
We always focus on 2 big goals, and that's to win a conference championship and to make a tournament run. So, you know, it starts with every game, sectionals, district, regionals, and then obviously the ultimate goal is state, you know. We're ranked, I think, number 2 right now, but we try not to focus on rankings. We take every opponent serious, and, you know, our goal is to get to state.
Well, one last question for you while you're all here. We'll start to my right and go down. What's your favorite part of playing at a place, at an event like the Classic, and what's your favorite food you've gotten since you've been here?
My favorite part is like playing and knowing that we get to compete and playing in front of a bunch of different people. And wait, did you say favorite food?
Favorite food.
Not the noodles from here, but the noodles from this buffet that we went to.
Okay.
My favorite part, I think, of this is just like the team bonding. I think our team, we're all like best friends. We get along so well. We make so much memories together. And I think that really translates to the court and like the confidence we have in each other on the court. And my favorite food that I got here was barbecue meatballs from that buffet.
My favorite memory is probably the team bonding. We all get to stay in the same hotel. It's been the same hotel for 4 years, and we kind of know the hotel like the back of our hands, so we always just like to spend time together. And then obviously playing in such a big environment, I think that's so enjoyable. And then my favorite food is the meatballs as well.
Yeah, this experience, we just get to bond with our teammates and grow closer together, which helps us more on the basketball court and helps us make better connections with each other. And my favorite food is the vanilla ice cream from the concession stands.
Ladies, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations
on
a big win. Good luck for the rest of your season.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. More to come on WKLM from the 2026 Classic in the Country.
Oh my God.